This is A Little Blood Between Friends, written by Soft but Gremlin, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars Clone Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Asajj Ventress, Quinlan Vos, as well as the friendships Obi-Wan Kenobi, Quinlan Vos. It is tagged for blood and injury. Stabbing. Summary. Quinlan and Ventress get an unexpected visitor in the middle of the night. Quinlan and Asajj were just about to start a very exciting night when there was a loud crash from the front room, and both of them, having too many enemies and very few friends, grabbed their lightsabers, expecting trouble. Once they made it to the room, however, the glow of the lightsabers revealed not an enemy, but a familiar red-headed Jedi, sprawled on the floor, clutching tightly at his side. "Kenobi, what the grief?" Quinlan asked, flicking on the light with the Force as he deactivated his lightsaber. With better lighting, he could see the bloodstain under Obi-Wan's hand, and he could tell it was spreading. "Oh, hello," Obi-Wan said faintly, like he couldn't actually believe it was Quinlan dropping to the floor in front of him. "I didn't know you were on this planet."
"Asajj, Merkit," Quinlan snapped, and Asajj hurried off. "I'm sorry. You didn't know I was on planet, and yet you broke into my house specifically? How does that work?"
Obi-Wan made a pained sort of noise. "Wheel of the Force," he joked.
"Pain of my ass," Quinlan quipped back.
Obi-Wan laughed, and then winced in pain.
"What happened?"
Asajj asked, returning with the medkit.
"It is really just a scratch," Obi-Wan said as Quinlan opened up a Sunnystream bottle. "Nothing to worry about."
"Uh-huh, and I'm the Chancellor," Quinlan said, making quick work of Obi-Wan's tunics.
He hissed as he caught a flash of memory, but shoved that aside as he sanitized his hands, and then went to work on cleaning the dip slice in his best friend's side. Obi-Wan swore at him as he worked.
"Just a scratch, huh?"
Quinlan asked as Asajj handed him a bottle of Bactagel. Thank the Force, this was a relatively nice wound. Some Bacta, some Starry Stitches, and some time being forced to lay down, and Obi-Wan would be good as new.
Obi-Wan huffed. "I may have, accidentally, run into a knife," he said.
Joking was good. Obi-Wan clearly couldn't see straight and was having trouble focusing, but as long as he was still joking, his focus was still good enough that Quinlan didn't have to worry about him passing out or dying.
"Yet." "You may have accidentally run into a knife?"
Quinlan repeated incredulously.
"You have such a ridiculous way of explaining things, Kenobi,"
Asajj said, pulling out a Starry Stitch as Quinlan moved to hold both sides of the wound. He closed his eyes against the sudden memory. He knew damn well his best friend was lying. He hated that he had to see the proof of it for himself. Quinlan breathed through the vision. Gently, he held himself back to the here and the now. He had over 30 years of experience with his psychometry now. The visions never really went away, per se, but he had learned to brush them off sooner, to ward off the worst of their effects. Asajj was halfway through placing the Starry Stitches,
Thank the Force for her.
One of these days, Bant's going to confine you to the temple for your own health, Quinlan joked, trying to shake off the ghosts of feelings that weren't actually his.
Or worse,
Obi-Wan said, trailing off like he had fully intended to finish that thought, but couldn't quite get there. Quinlan waited for a moment, helping Asajj finish up the stitches, then raised an eyebrow at Obi-Wan.
You all right, Kenobi?
Obi-Wan had squeezed his eyes shut, shook his head slightly.
I'm fine,
he mumbled.
Bantha shit.
Kark you.
Aw, I didn't realize you felt that way about me,
Quinlan teased. Then, getting serious, he said,
For real, Kenobi, what do you need? Pain meds? A trash can?
Just to sleep it off, I think. Think I'm about to pass out.
Want help?
Yes. With that verbal confirmation, Quinlan eased his friend into a kind, dreamless unconsciousness. Once that was done, Quinlan started cleaning and Asajj carefully picked Obi-Wan up and set him under bed to rest. When she returned, Quinlan had cleaned up the blood and was replacing the medkit.
How did he ever win the war?
Asajj asked dryly. Quinlan made an amused huff.
We love the Force, I guess, he said.
If he wakes up grouchy, he's your problem, Asajj said, flopping onto the couch with an exasperated sigh.
He always wakes up grouchy, Quinlan said, joining her. Obi-Wan Kenobi is not a morning person before his first cup of coffee, especially not when he's been stabbed recently.
Kef? Asajj asked. I would have expected Kenobi to be a tea Jedi.
He is, Quinlan said, grinning, as soon as he's finished with his morning kef.
The conversation trailed off into silence, and Asajj and Quinlan eventually just leaned into each other tiredly. The adrenaline had run its course, exhausting them. Tomorrow, Quinlan would confront Obi-Wan about what had happened, would confirm the flashes of what he had seen to the context of the wider events of Obi-Wan's mission. Tomorrow, he would likely flip out about the danger Obi-Wan had been putting himself into on the whims of the Senate. Tonight, though, he would keep an ear out, would keep feelers in the Force in case of any sudden complications. He and Asajj would watch out for Obi-Wan tonight. They would keep him safe. Quinlan could manage that tonight.
The end.